They were travelling home from a funeral of a family member in England and were travelling along the Achnacloy section of the A5. The McSurley and the McCain family members were in a minibus when, unfortunately, a very tragic and terrible accident occurred. All of those in the bus, three had lost their lives. Julia McSurley, and I'm thinking on her husband Patsy, her son Patsy, their daughter Maria, son Shane, Colin and Julia, and also Dan McCain, who lost his life, and I'm thinking on his daughter Cara and Ruth, and also his sister Christine McCain, and I'm thinking on Nicole, Gary and Danny. And I know this house will join with me today in keeping them in our prayers as they face what is going to be an extremely difficult week. That accident is one of the most horrific that occurred on this road. It has hit hard in the local community of Newton Stewart and also in Strabane, and impacted deeply and very harshly on the wider family as well. Three members of the family survived that terrible crash, but I know have struggled all year to comprehend what had happened. There's young people and children at the heart of this, and a family that is suffering tremendous pain. This road continues on a daily basis to put people's lives at risk. And there's no day that I do not hear of a serious accident. Unfortunately, the McCain family faced the worst possible consequences of that on a very difficult section of that road. 50 people have now died, Mr. Speaker, on that road. Hundreds, if not thousands, have been injured. And unfortunately, unless the road is delivered, more will face some terrible consequences. We do need a decision, and we need one soon. But today and this week, given that a year has almost passed, I would like the McCain and McSurley family to know that they're in our prayers, that the members of this House are thinking on them, and all of those families affected by tremendous loss on the A5 road.